we just stopped at Strawberry Fields, which, like Penny Lane, is very verdant, green, a little like Country Lane, really, runs along next to it, and plenty of tourists.
Which dated back to 1870. In 1934, it was sold off to the Salvation Army to open a home for 40 girls. Over the years, it's been the Salvation Army children's home, an orphanage, special needs school. And John Lennon used to play in the grounds around Strawberry Field. His aunt Mimi would always shout at him for being in there because it was private property. John's answer was always, it's all right, they can't hang me for it. Nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Field forever. In 1970, the new building that's there now was built with a donation of £100,000 from John and Yoko. Up until 7 years ago, it was still a Salvation Army children's home. Every year, on Christmas Day, Yoko phoned Strawberry Field and spoke to all the staff and all the children. Then Sean got on the phone, he spoke to all the staff and all the children, and they received Christmas presents for everybody at Strawberry Field, in memory of John. In 1984, Yoko brought Sean on a pilgrimage to Liverpool to show him all the places that meant something to his father. The first place visited was Strawberry Field. She wanted Sean's first memory of Liverpool to be the same as his dad's. John's earliest memory was the age of 4, sitting in the garden at Mimi's house, and over the garden wall, he heard a brass band playing. When he asked what it was, she explained it was the Salvation Army band playing for the children. It was the age of 4, John first decided he wants to become a musician. Now, hello, John.